You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How long is it?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The only nugget I'll give you, Easy's in a threesome this afternoon.
And James Strebel.
Texas says, duh, Hoosiers. Thank you for that snort into the mic.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texas says, Round Daddy, are you and the wife going to have any alone time this Memorial Day weekend?
Fingers crossed. I think the haircut put me over the edge.
Oh, wow, we may have to get to that. I forgot about that conversation late last week. All right, we skipped Monday. It's Tuesday. Hopefully, everyone safe over the Memorial Day weekend. And we are back for another 3 hours of sports talk radio or something that resembles it here on The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel alongside today. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Everyone doing good? Everyone fine? Strebel, how you doing?
I'm doing good. As I was telling you when I walked in your home, this weekend was spent mostly outside. Got a lot of sun. It was nice.
Can we talk about you for a second?
Sure.
I mean, you arriving now at 2:58. Showtime Strebel, 2:58.
Comfortable much?
No. Like, there's a couple times where I'm like, damn, I guess I'm just starting the show.
No, that was my fault. I got caught up in some stuff at home, and then as I left, the traffic is I need to start leaving
this
earlier.
This guy really thinks he's Big Easy.
No, yeah, I don't.
He
no,
does.
I really
he's,
don't.
He's showtiming right now. He absolutely is. I've been noticing it used to be 2:45, and then it went to 2:50, then it went to 2:55, then it went to 2:58.
That was a mistake. I like being punctual, so the fact that I was almost late, like, really bothers me.
What
it
did
really
you,
bothers me.
What did you get caught up with at home?
I was finishing up the yard, and then I was in the shower.
Gotcha.
And then
okay.
I mean, right. I started too late this morning. I got to start waking up at a normal time. I'm like waking up like 10 and 11 a.m.
10, 11 o'clock.
Every day, Andy.
Wow.
I got to start setting my alarm and getting up and being productive by at least 9.
Wow, look at you.
It hasn't helped that I drank copious amounts of alcohol this weekend. And last night was the first night that I went to bed at a normal hour and I wasn't plastered
look
when
at
I went
you.
To bed. So.
So it was you Memorial Day weekend, grilling out, lurking on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Copious amounts of boozy. Look at you.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like a new man.
Well, I'm about the exact same way,
there
so look
go.
At us. I don't feel like a new man. I feel like a beat down man. Today I was just stinking. You'd have loved this. I just stunk so bad my entire... So you know what I did?
What?
I went out because the speakers to this computer broke.
Okay.
And,
oh, no.
And electronics are swiped. Okay?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like everywhere. And Best Buy looked at me and like... Here's what the woman at Best Buy told me. She goes, we're kind of doing consultations, but if you just want something like that, I just go online.
I shouldn't even, like, help you?
No, I went to Target, and they didn't have any. But the whole time, I was realizing how tattered and torn that I looked. And I go, oh, my goodness.
It happens, man. Last Thursday, before I got my hair cut,
I stunk.
I was smelly. My hair was in tatters. I get it. I know.
But you don't look any better now. You look worse. I've already told you this.
I'm feeling good. I went to Kohl's yesterday. I had to buy new clothes.
Texas says, Round Daddy. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Well, me and Mitch haven't had this conversation. We should have before we went on the air. You put us everyone in a bad spot over the weekend. I don't know if we want to get to that sooner rather than later.
Oh.
We can get to that. Mitch went fishing with his mom's boyfriend. Certainly we can get to that over the weekend. I didn't do anything. You're looking at what I did, except for now I'm doing a radio show.
There we go.
So that's what I did. Teams reporting tomorrow, Kentucky and Louisville. We'll get some basketball and football players on campus. Just a couple things as it did, you know, as we did open this weekend, felt like it was a grand opening for a lot of people.
Sure.
That I definitely want to get to all the different pools that were swamped with people, all the different pools that had good-looking young people in them. I want to get to that entire scene as we are anti that scene here, right?
Yes, yes.
I would imagine Mitch is. Speaking of Mitch, I now know more about soccer than Mitch does. I bet a German soccer match and nailed it. Thank you to our guy Jason Entz.
There you go.
Giving me a little hint on who to take today.
Awesome.
How about that? Your boy made some money this afternoon. Not doing a damn thing.
I saw that. I saw you were watching soccer, and I was shocked, and then I learned.
I wasn't watching soccer. I bet on soccer.
Oh, you bet. It was on your TV, though.
Yes.
But I was shocked, and then.
1-0. A lot of scoring. If it was like an NFL game, it would have ended 7-0.
Exactly, and everyone would have complained.
Yeah.
Or they would have praised the defense, those defenses. But I saw Ince send you the money bags emoji.
Damn right he did.
Yeah, congratulations. Now Ince is your go-to guy on soccer betting.
Yeah, he would be my only guy.
There you go.
Texa wants to know Strebel's take on Tracy McGrady's comments. We may get to that at some point. The process was supposed to cut those up. Do we have, Mitch, the Mike Tomlin cuts from Coffee with Cal yesterday? Tomlin.
We do.
We do.
It was vomit worthy.
What do you mean it's vomit worthy?
I'm not a big Mike Tomlin guy.
Well, you're a Browns fan.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but you're
not
really
like
a big-time Browns fan. No offense.
No, I'm not.
Like, you're not living and dying. Last year they stunk, and I told you they were going to.
Yeah.
And it didn't really affect you that much.
I was disappointed until, like, I guess November. And then I was like, oh, well. I own, like, two shirts. But I just don't like Mike Tomlin. I mean, he's not my favorite NFL coach.
Why do you not like Mike Tomlin? What's wrong with Mike Tomlin?
He's tripping players. He's
that happened one time.
Okay, we found out he's paying James Harrison to light people up, and then James Harrison, well, actually, no, that's not really what happened.
He's
like one
for
of these.
The purity of the game. That's what you care
it's
about.
It's not the purity
it's
of the game.
It's the purity of
but
the
game.
But
they took down the entire Saints organization over it, and Mike Tomlin does it. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, you know, James Harrison has to backtrack, which I didn't think James Harrison was a backtracker. It didn't seem like that kind of guy to me. I was a little shocked at that.
Texas says, round daddy's chesty now that Bush Light retweeted him.
They did.
Bush Light retweeted you this weekend?
They retweet everyone. Settle down.
That's how I took it as well.
Captain Wet Blanket over here jumping in, settle down.
Speaking of Wet Blanket, how was going home, Mitch, over the weekend?
Not going to lie, it was great. I unplugged for the whole weekend. I just put the phone away, just spent time outdoors, fishing, growing out, doing the whole damn thing. It was great. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, but why did you have to put the phone away to do that?
Because
you listen to a podcast or something? What are you doing? Just enjoying the silence of being in nature?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
How many times did you pee in the woods? How many times did you urinate outside this weekend?
Like 3 or 4 times.
Okay, that's good.
Well, the over-under was 18 and a half, so
yeah.
We're not doing so bad. We got a lot to do today. It's not the Courier-Journal's fault, but they did a Mount Rushmore. They let everyone vote, and a horse made it. I'm sure you know exactly where I'm going with that at some point. Mitch did not keep this information from you. He decided just to blurt it out today on our text chain that we have, but he was crushing you over Kentucky basketball, so we'll get to that.
Yes.
As Sports Illustrated's Jeremy Wu has his first big board and has some interesting thoughts on Terrence Clark. We can get to that, and then I don't know how much you guys watched of the match yesterday. Did you watch any? I watched very, very little until the last couple holes.
I watched less than you then. I watched absolutely 0 minutes.
So you watched none of it then.
None.
And Mitch, you watched none of it.
I was out fishing, though.
Okay, there we go. Okay, well, it's going to be difficult for me to bring up a topic then when neither one of you watched anything. We'll get to that at some point because you had Tom Brady. And what I want to know is if you could pair the twosomes, I got to watch out how do I say this so I don't make the mixtape.
Yes.
Who would they be locally? And I got thinking how we would want to do that. If you'd want to do that, one, You know, one retired media member, one media member, one athlete. I'm just throwing it out there.
I want the matchups that are going to create the most conflict. I want conflict. I want teammates that wouldn't normally be teammates, like Locke and Easy, because I could see Easy the entire time just berating Locke and just betting with him and Locke getting mad and throwing clubs and it being an entire fiasco. I want something like that. I want people mad at each other that had to be forced to work together.
Texter wonders why you don't like Tomlin.
I don't like the Steelers.
Okay.
I'm a Browns
There's
fan.
There's no other reason, right?
No, I don't like the Steelers. I don't like Tomlin. I didn't like Bill Cowher either. So get that out of your brain. I didn't like Bill Cowher. I don't like Ben Roethlisberger. I didn't like Tommy Maddox. I didn't like any of those guys. I hate the Steelers. I don't even like Bud Dupree and Benny Snell because they're on the team. When they played for Kentucky, they were great. Now they play for the Steelers, they stink. I hate the Steelers. They're my least favorite team in the NFL. There you go.
Well, Benny Snell actually kind of does on the Steelers.
He does. Bud Dupree's good.
Yeah.
Benny Snell is not.
Getting those corners is not the same that it was in college.
No.
So we're hanging out with you. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Well, Mitch, you tell me what we have to do here. Should we do sports or should we continue the conversation? Did you happen to hear the sound? The Bobby V sound?
I listened to about the first 45 minutes. I didn't.
So you heard Bob's coronavirus talk.
I heard the coronavirus update point of the show.
So
yes.
You didn't hear the back end of the show at all.
I did not.
Mitch, how would you like to play this sound? Should we tease it for Strebel and wait 15, 20 minutes? Or should we play it right now? Because here's the buffet of options that we have today.
Oh, boy.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Heck
here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's the buffet. Patty Ice, so we don't have Ennis today. He's going to maybe join us tomorrow.
Okay.
So at 5 o'clock, Governor Beshear will drone on. It will drone on for at least an hour, and that will be over on 93.9 The Ville, and then Diener and Jason Nemes. We also have Diener sound from Friday. Have you heard the Diener weed PSA from Friday?
You haven't
heard that either.
Not this is updated. No, I've heard his one weed PSA.
Well, that's from last week.
Don't pass the J, but
don't
now there's
pass
another
the
one.
J. No, I think that's it. Okay, I couldn't remember if I sent that to you guys or not.
I think you did, yeah.
Okay, so we have that. I got something for Patty Ice in the 5 o'clock hour.
I saw that.
Well, Patty Ice went at us over the weekend. Mitch, have you heard that sound by any chance?
What?
It's like 4 minutes long. I listened to all of it. Yeah, Patty Ice on Trading Paint on 9 o'clock on Sundays.
Took me and the VP, Drew Diener, down.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You would expect with all these NASCAR races going on that he'd have plenty of content. But he carved out some time to specifically go after Andy Sweeney and Drew Diener. I got to hear
this. Yes, he did.
I got
to
hear this.
So we can get to that at some point. We will call the Grossmans today. We can get to that at some point. The things that I have, and this is the buffet of items that we have, okay? We're not going to talk about this golf match. And by the way, the golf match was Sunday, not Monday. I apologize, Texters. I do apologize. The days are running together.
Yes.
Here's my teams are reporting tomorrow take. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Between Kentucky and Louisville. Who would you bring back? 2679680 is. Don't you have to bring back Evan Conley?
Yeah.
What a literal crappy subject to give the masses.
Evan Conley talk.
Don't you have to bring back Evan Conley?
Right. You
Evan
get
Conley.
Ready.
Evan Conley and Marshawn Ford, a dynamic duo.
No, but don't you have. That's a crappy topic. I'm sorry. What? It's such a crappy topic.
Mikel Cunningham gets injured a lot.
Oh, my goodness. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
You got to get Evan ready, man. Get that arm, that shoulder warmed up.
Oh, my goodness. It's so bad. I was laughing at myself when I was, like, jotting that down because everyone's like, who are you gonna bring back? Right? Lock talked about it. Maben Rummage talked about it.
Sure.
Bob only talked COVID, so I have no idea.
Bob
mentioned it. He only talked COVID. I'm kidding, Bob. So anyway, there's that. Like, I don't know. Like who are you going to bring? Does Kentucky bring back all the linemen? Who do you bring back? Terry Wilson and who? And it's a terrible conversation.
It is.
But I do want to know who they bring back. But Evan Conley's got to be back, doesn't he?
I guess. And this is why I get a little nervous when you, like, Andy texts me every day, asks, like, what What are my interests?
No, like, what are you burning on? And the answers are usually lame.
I know. That's why I get nervous. Like, every time I get that text, I start to sweat.
Oh, no, you don't.
I do, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I look at things, like, I think of things in my head. I was like, no, they'll make fun of me for that. No,
I would rather have that than ones you give us, which is Rick. I read Rick Bozich's article.
That's where my brain goes. I try to stick with.
What are you burning on? We don't have to do the topic of the day. I mean, we'll mention that Jeremy Wu of SI.com,
right?
Had some thoughts on Terrence Clark, but we don't. You know, we don't have to just go by what was the written word and just copy those stories. You can come up with whatever you want.
Okay.
We run it here in the city. You understand what I'm saying?
So even if it's not related to sports stuff, that's acceptable.
Mitch, help me here. Is this his first time on the show?
No, I just want to.
Am I being right now?
I just want the parameters.
Strieble,
clear.
I mean, what's his problem right now?
Strieble, it's okay. Look, Andy texts me this morning. He's like, I have any guest ideas for this week? I offered a Pro Football Focus, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we got nothing at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything that will provide content, please bring it up.
All right. Anything. Okay.
We are going to be calling Jack and Ethan Grossman, hoping Ethan took the vape pen into his parents' bathroom before we called. You understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
This is what we're doing.
Yes. I just want to make sure the parameters.
Well, I mean, we're not talking horse racing.
No.
Unless you guys bet horse racing over the weekend. But,
I did.
But you didn't. And, and because now you're a fraud, and after you watch it for the first day it came back, now you don't give a damn what Churchill Downs is doing. So that's you.
Yes.
And Mitch, of course, unplugged all weekend.
Yes.
You went fishing all weekend.
I didn't watch TV. I did stay up on Twitter and Instagram, obviously, but I did not watch a lot of TV this
weekend. Well, who do you guys want to have on the show?
Okay.
I was going to bring that. It's either this or is Evan Conley coming back to campus tomorrow? 437-9680 should Evan Conley.
Well, let's get Evan Conley on.
I mean, let's go. Who do you guys want to have on?
Pat Forty's always good.
Oh.
What?
You should kick him out of your house. You should also just kick him out of your house.
I don't know.
What's he doing right now? Pat, we don't need you to come up. You know, that would be like the school saying, hey, we need some ideas. And you go, you know what we should do? We should teach him science. That's what you're doing right now. Hey, guys, let's put our heads together. Who should we try to have on as a guest? Oh, I think we should have Pat Forty. Oh, you mean the guy that we have on weekly?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jeremy Wu.
Pat's having him on tomorrow.
Is he really?
Pat got to jump on that.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Because Mitch was beating him for a couple weeks, and Nick was beating him, and it's locked that down.
Yes.
What are you doing? You want to be my producer? You want to be my producer? Do you want to take video and get credit on CardinalSports.com? Then you'll get me Jeremy Wu, and you'll get him right damn now, Patty Ice. By the way, Patty Ice had a romantic weekend.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he go?
Mitch, did he talk about that at all back at the office? We'll have to bring that up in the 5 o'clock hour. When
I told
him
about my weekend, and he didn't give me anything.
Oh, boy. That's either it was a really good weekend or a really bad weekend. Was he in a really good mood or a bad mood?
Well, no, because his apartment is having issues again that he told us about.
This apartment. Maybe Hannah really started pressing the marriage and kid issue, and maybe that's what put him in a bad mood. Now, maybe he took that out on you and Diener on Sunday for trading paint. Maybe she just berated him all weekend about this stuff, and he just mad and had to lash out.
Texter, quote, even if it's not sports stuff I'm burning on, is this Strieble's first time on the show? I can't believe that he said that.
I
just cannot believe that
yeah,
you said that.
I know. I just want to make good content. That's all I wanted to bring good content to the table here.
Well, did you have a non-sports one you would like to tease for later on? Did something happen around the Strieble household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
Not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend, and I had a lovely weekend.
What do you mean things worked out for you this weekend? Things worked out for you this weekend.
The lead-in to the show today, there was at the back end of it, with the alone time stuff, good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some...
How's the pool party?
The pool party was grand. It wasn't really a party. It was just a get-together with two other families.
Well, did that lead up to the alone time?
A lot of social distancing going on with the Strieble's. The first chance they can go hang out at the pool with random people they don't mind. You just, back-to-back, you said you were almost bragging
about you and your wife making love, and then you said, "And I went to Kohl's right after that."
Yeah, well, it was a big weekend. I got to buy shorts. I didn't have all my shorts were falling off because of how much weight I lost.
Yeah, okay,
and
yeah.
So I had to go buy new shorts, and it was I was excited.
Oh my goodness!
It made me really happy to buy clothes. I was very very pleased with myself.
All right, let's pause here. 4379680. Mitch, you got to get me that sound. I want to make sure it came across the radio. This is better than Evan Conley. I want to make sure it came across the radio like that. That Strebel went from lovemaking over Memorial Day weekend to Kohl's, okay? That's number one. I need to know if that was as perfect on air after we hear it, okay? And the other thing, Mitch, and I need Mitch for this one, so hang on tight before you cut this. And this is where I need Mitch. Is he's doing it again. Strebel right now is bragging about the lovemaking, but it's not only that. You put Mitch and I in a terrible spot this weekend.
How?
You put a lot of people in a terrible spot because you went on Twitter, what was it, Saturday or Sunday, and you bragged about your weight loss.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. You were fishing for compliments. And so me and Mitch did not give you a compliment on social media, and that probably makes us sound like the bad guy.
No, I like the tweet.
I
didn't like it. I didn't retweet it. And but you were just fishing for compliments from Big Easy, from Tabby Brown, from Lachlan McClain, from
I had Eric Crawford.
Eric Crawford.
Yeah, I had Eric Crawford, Lachlan McClain, Big Easy, Nick Roush. I mean, I had a lot of luminaries.
You were fishing for those just a little bit.
I was, look.
You were fishing.
Did you post on Facebook, too?
No, just on Twitter.
Oh, you got to post on Facebook.
Well, the reason I didn't post it on Facebook because Facebook is fishing. That's what Facebook is.
Exactly.
Twitter was like a spur-of-the-moment thing. Once I got on the scale and read the number, I got on Twitter. It was like, boom, I was happy. And I'm not offended at all if you didn't like the tweet or like say anything. It didn't bother me at all. That didn't even register. I don't care. It's all right. It's okay. But I wasn't trying to fish for compliments. I was just. A lot of people do keep up with that.
I don't think anybody does.
Well, people call me fat all the time, so I want people to know.
Do a lot of people keep up with Strebel's weight loss? Yes or no at ESPN 680? Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I did have one. He's a listener of the show. I'm not going to say his name, but before I made fun of Rexy Karma because he went to Texas Roadhouse. He's really excited about it. And on Twitter. and this guy, he retweeted me. He's like, what's wrong with Texas Roadhouse? What buffet did you shut down this weekend? What buffet lost money on you? And I was like, well, I'm not that fat anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And he said nice things about me, not about my weight loss. I think more people keep up with it than you think.
Texter, were they cargo shorts that you got at Kohl's?
I had one pair of cargo shorts, yes. Urban cargo shorts.
Texter says, is it okay to brag about post-surgery weight loss? That coming down at 4379680.
Yeah, because a lot of people that had that surgery struggle or don't lose at all. There's a regimen you got to keep to, and there are rules, and you can't break the rules. You break the rules, it doesn't work.
Texter says, let's discuss Round Daddy getting mad because someone cheated on Cattleman's Roadhouse. That's what that guy's referring to,
yes.
I believe. 4379680. Texter says, did Round Daddy use Emily's Kohl's cash to buy new clothes this weekend?
No, we use our own Kohl's cash.
Texter says, I took a microeconomics test over the weekend and somehow had a more entertaining weekend than Strebel. Oh, I don't know. I think Strebel thinks he had a big-time rager of a weekend.
For me, at 38 years old, it was a big-time rager of a weekend, yes.
Mitch, did you happen to find that sound? How funny is it?
Yeah, it's about 30 seconds. You want to play it?
Yes, of course I do. I want to see if this sounded like it did in my head the first time that that you said it just minutes ago.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mitch, play it. Did something happen around the Strebel household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend, And, I had a lovely weekend.
What do you mean things worked out for you this weekend?
The lead into the show today, there was at the back end of it, with the alone time stuff, good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some. Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
What
yeah.
a crappy drop-off, Mitch, from yeah. number one to number two.
Wow. The fact that I almost equate the two is, oh, my God. Like, they're on, like, even playing field.
You love Kohl's, man. What's going on with you?
I don't know.
Why do you love Kohl's?
These are some of my shorts here. These Nike shorts.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
Why is the swoosh backwards?
It's not. This is fine.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. We'll get into some sports. The teams are coming back to campus. The match was, 2 days ago? I have a local angle for that. We did see something with the match that I find interesting TV-wise. We can get to that. I got something for Patty Ice, and so we got a bunch of nonsense to get to. 437-9680. We're going to play this Bobby V sound next, all right?
Okay, I can't
you ready
wait.
For this?
Yes, sir.
Bobby V interrupted the Jordan War teleconference on accident. It was actually Nick's fault.
Oh.
We'll play you that sound next on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The haircut looks fine. It just, it bothers me.
That's okay. I understand.
How much did you tip?
$10. I'll give you a nice tip.
And James Strebel.
$20 haircut, $10 tip. That's a pretty good
Boy,
tip.
Boy, you just bragged. You just gave a 50% tip and you bragged about it.
I did.
You let it sit out there. You were worried that people were going to think you were tipping poorly.
Yes.
So you told us exactly how much everything cost.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On this Tuesday, post-Memorial Day weekend, it's finally got hot outside. How about that?
It's finally got that heat.
It's here. Yeah, I got to be honest, it is. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you mobily from the Papa John Studios. Use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. Let me ask you guys if either of you have any opinion on what I'm about to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Eddie Sutton, I don't know why I said it just like that, but Eddie Sutton obviously makes the Hall of Fame, this past year? Now about 2 years ago now?
It's
the one before the Kobe class, right? Look that up, Mitch, for me real quick on his Wikipedia.
I believe he just made it in April.
Months ago.
Yeah,
it was like a few months ago.
Okay, so he didn't even – they haven't even had the – so he made it with Kobe ceremony and everything.
Right.
So let me ask you that, and I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if they voted him in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Now that he's up there in years, and I wonder how people take that because I haven't heard that because Eddie Sutton had some sketchy stuff. I mean, obviously what happened at Kentucky.
Sure.
And so Eddie Sutton was one of those coaches, was he not? Especially stemming from what happened at Kentucky that you would smirk at, right? I mean, Eddie Sutton had a lot of the coaches here may go through at some point.
Sure.
I don't know ultimately what John Calipari, the end of his career, I think he's lost some of that stigma,
yes.
but not all of that stigma. And obviously we know, and we're going to get some years to be away from Rick Pitino, but we know nationally how Rick Pitino is viewed, and even within the two fan bases with Kentucky and Louisville, does it bother anybody that Eddie Sutton had been in bad health
for a long time,
for quite a while, that when he is, quite literally on his deathbed is when the Basketball Hall of Fame decides that he is worthy, not any time before, to where you and your family could enjoy such a thing. I don't know if I'm being hot takey here with that, saying that. They do that a lot. Baseball does that a lot.
Yeah.
I think baseball may do that a lot with the guys now.
Yes.
May do that a lot with some of the steroid guys. I have no idea, but this is the inflated self-worth of people that are on these committees, and oftentimes media members are a part of it. So I don't know. Was this, you know, during the break you said this was Eddie Sutton's punishment for some of that, and there's a large part of me that agrees with that. I wonder if there's people that don't agree with that.
I mean, you had to think about programs that have been hit the hardest with NCAA violations and scandal. Kentucky, you know, unfortunately,
it was a bad one.
They were off TV.
The punishments were a bad one.
Yes,
let me put it this way.
They were. The punishments were bad. I mean, it took Rick Pitino
severe, sure.
coming in and saving. They had to make a hire like Rick Pitino. But honestly.
But we need to remember that.
Yes.
Things get magnified when you don't make that hire.
Right. Oh,
and when you 100%. Make the hire that's Rick Pitino or whoever, right, you can make the wrong hire. We have seen that with Billy G. We have seen that on the Louisville side. But that mitigated probably some of the hatred to Eddie Sutton, because Rick Pitino came in and was the next big thing.
Yes.
You had to go through a couple years of suffering, but Rick Pitino, at that time, when he's a Kentucky coach, he's the next big thing. So much of the Boston Celtics want him.
Exactly. There wasn't much of a waiting period between the end of the Eddie Sutton era and the beginning of the Pitino era where fans were left, oh my gosh, we're still waiting on this to come together. It was like 1 year. Then second year, boom, they were off and running. But even when he went to Oklahoma State and kept clean there and had, you know, went to, I believe, two Final Fours at Oklahoma State.
I mean, he was there for, 16, 17 years.
You would have thought.
And even his second to last year, sorry to interrupt, his last year they weren't any good. But his second to last year, they were a Sweet 16 team.
Yeah.
2004, 2005.
And he was Sweet 16, Elite Eight at Kentucky. So you would have thought that once he got to Oklahoma State and did his time and things were forgotten, that they would have had him in the Hall of Fame sooner rather than later. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it was because of the NCAA stuff or maybe he didn't win a national championship and that took longer for them to place him in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, I'm with you. I was very surprised that he got in at that date, and then the fact that he died over the weekend.
Let me ask you this. A texter says, so is Rick Pitino a Hall of Fame coach? Rick Pitino got the nod the same weekend that they won the national title in 2013.
Yes.
I ask you, that they won in 2013. When did the Katina Powell stuff break? Was it 16?
Gosh. I would like to say it was two.
Goodness, when did the Katina Powell?
2015.
Well, let me say, if you back that up a couple years,
right,
and you're in the midst of the Katina Powell stuff, and that transforms into this, to where he's fired, to where he has to go to Greece, to where he has to go to Iona, I just ask: is Rick Pitino would he serve a similar punishment as Eddie Sutton?
That is.
I want to say no, but I mean Eddie Sutton did to go this long and not to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, again, you can make it while you're coaching. Bill Self, I mean, you can make it. Rick Pitino, John Calipari, I mean, you can make it. So I mean, you're telling me at 2005, 2006 that you couldn't have put him in then? 2010, 2015, at any point?
Right. Well, and Calipari, he got in after two scandals, one at, obviously, UMass and the stuff with Derrick Rose in Memphis. So I guess that would be the only argument against it, is like Cal got in and he had two black marks on his
Calipari
record.
When he got the job at Kentucky, was the face of what people thought was wrong in college basketball.
He was.
That's a period, end of discussion. It has completely changed,
yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
Now there are many others who have come behind him, and some of the things he was doing are now the norm, I guess. But you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
If Rick Pitino, I mean, the John Calipari retort's a good one, because the answer is no. But if I gave you the circumstances with Rick Pitino played out exactly like they did, but he never got that nod in 2013, Then what?
He's still waiting around.
Then what?
How long
does he wait around? I don't know. And these are just it's just a conversation piece, and we don't know the answer to any of them.
And he's in his 70s now. I mean, that's a discussion. They could have given him the Eddie Sutton treatment
Did he get the Eddie Sutton treatment? I guess that would be the other thing. Do people believe that to be the case? Because, I mean, he made that Final Four. He made that Final Four in 2003-04.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's his second Final Four, and they, you know, were consistently a good team. And that's when they won the Big 12. And I don't know if that's a tie. That's the last time, right?
Yeah.
That anyone won it but Kansas back to the 2003-2004 season. I mean, with what the bar is, and maybe you could say, well, he's not an NCAA tournament. He hasn't won the championship. And so those guys have to wait longer. And yes, it was easier for him to do that. I mean, you're looking at a guy that has made three Final Fours.
Right. I think it's a combination of never won the championship and then what happened at Kentucky. I think you add those two factors. I think if it was just he never won a championship, he would have been in sooner. But I think the fact that he didn't win a championship and he had basically the death penalty brought down upon him while he was at Kentucky, I think those two factors made them drag it out as long as possible.
Some breaking news, and we will have to see how to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Two Bob Baffert horses test positive for banned substances during the Oaklawn Park meet. Let's go to Mitch O'Hanigan at the Papa John Studios with instant reaction here on ESPN Louisville.
I was literally writing it down because I'm going to include it into my sports center, but one of the top three-year-olds, I don't know if that means if it was either Nadal or Charlton, I'm not sure.
Oh, so it's one of them.
The
source said one of the two had tested positive, not certain which one it was. How about that?
Wow. Wow. Well, we know what Diener's going to be talking about tomorrow morning on his show.
Why do you care? You're not going to be listening anyway.
I'm going to get up.
What are you going to dial in?
Earlier.
You wake up at 11 a.m.
I know, but I'm going to start.
We wake up in the middle of lock show. Why are you worried about what Drew's going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
Baffert.
Yeah. I mean,
Baffert.
I just made Eddie Sutton for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
We did a good job there. That was a good discussion.
Yeah, that's
Thank
a good discussion.
I feel like I, you know what we need? We need a good, and I mean this in all seriousness. I don't know who would be this. I don't know if Mike Pratt would feel comfortable doing this. Who would feel comfortable? I'd love to go behind the scenes to that Kentucky Eddie Sutton scandal because
yes.
I want to know if I'm making too much of this.
I agree. I think they're either Mike Pratt or somebody. Gosh, I'll have to look.
Yeah,
and
but
see.
I don't know if Mike Pratt wants to talk about that.
We should
reach out. By the way, Mike Pratt played a little golf this weekend.
I heard
a little foursome with Mikey P. How about that?
Yeah, Mike was Mike Pratt, Nick Valvano, Bob Valvano, and Kent Taylor.
Wow, was it Kent Taylor or Kent Spencer?
I think it was Taylor.
Boy, I thought it was Spencer.
Well, maybe it was Spencer. I get them mixed up all the time.
I thought it was Spencer, but I don't know.
Oh, I heard about the big golf matchup.
Man, you've heard everything.
Yeah, because I listened to Locke today, and I listened to Bob at the very beginning of his show. I'm making a concerted effort to listen to the radio station every single day because it helps with what we do here.
Texas says, I wish you guys had a station back before Cal got hired. I was on when 93.9 was Cumulus Media, the ticket. We were on then. Texas says, get Billy Reed to call in. Is he alive? You know what? We do need Billy Reed.
Yes, we do.
That's exactly what we need. I'm being serious.
I am too.
We should have reached out to Billy today on the historical significance of Eddie Sutton. I'm being totally serious right now.
That's a good text. I believe that was still Billy Reed's Sports Illustrated days. Am I right there? I mean, he was in the thick of it locally.
Yeah, that's a good resource.
Absolutely. Mike Pratt, Billy Reed. We could put our heads together and come up with some other ones.
Texter says, Strebel's closet is full of Croft and Barrow. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I've got some Croft and Barrow texture. And
that's from Target, right?
Kohl's.
No, Croft and Barrow
Croft-
is...
No, that's
isn't that from Target or am I wrong?
No, that is Dillard's. Dillard's. And my wife has been alerted to our discussion.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Who narked on you?
She said she's received multiple texts.
Multiple texts.
Multiple texts.
Well, no one at the station has.
Oh, we have
her phone number.
We have friends that listen.
Is it Eugene?
It's not Eugene.
It's not your next door neighbor Eugene.
No, it's not my next door neighbor Eugene. But I. She was listening. She was.
She heard.
She didn't hear, but she tuned in after someone said, "Hey, This is what James is talking about. Not just someone, multiple someones.
It's too bad she didn't tune in for the last 12 minutes when we've talked about Eddie Sutton get screwed over, not allowed into the Hall of Fame until he was pretty much dead.
She's not,
I feel like they did that.
They did do that. I do feel like they did that. She's not mad at me, by the way.
You know, Street, when you talk about all this, like, lovemaking on the weekends, how's that talk with your son going?
He hasn't – he's kind of forgotten about all that. I think it was just, like, a one-time deal with Jennifer Aniston.
Well, if he listens to the station, he hears you, you know, boasting –
I don't think he listens to the station.
He's playing Roblox. That's what he's doing right now.
He's playing Roblox.
No, Roblox.
Roblox.
Roblox, yes.
What's that?
It's like this little – I don't even really know. I know they build characters and stuff, and they go on, like, missions and do all kinds of things. He's playing –
Does he talk with Jason Entz on Nintendo Switch?
No.
No, he doesn't.
I make sure that
Get him, like, GTA or something.
Not getting him GTA. He's not playing that. He had some new Pikachu game that he's been playing that I got him.
437-9680. Mitch, can we play the sound again, just in case Strebel's wife is listening, of him listing the things that he did this weekend earlier on the show? Did something happen around the Strebel household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend. And, I had a lovely weekend.
What do you mean things worked out for you this weekend?
The lead into the show today, there was at the back end of it, with the alone time stuff, the good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some... God, this is so bad.
It is really that bad.
It is.
It's horrific.
Really bad.
It really is horrific.
I'm terrified now. I'm going to go home. Goodness. She said she's not mad via the text, but I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous.
Texter, Murano is Target. I don't think you're right. I don't know what's the. I'm going to look it up.
I don't think
Crawford and Barrow is Target either. I don't believe that it is.
I think it's Dillard's. Croft. And Barrow.
Texas says Strebel's able to wake up at 11 a.m. because his kids are able to make his special Mother's Day breakfast for themselves every day.
Oh, it is Kohl's. I was right.
Is it Kohl's?
It is Kohl's. I'm going to say Kohl's.
Texas says, is Strebel for or against the NFL's new incentive proposal for a minority hiring of coaches and GMs?
I think it's great. I think that's a fantastic idea. The NFL's done a good job recently, you know, starting with the Rooney Rule and now with this, to include minority coaches, and I think it's a fantastic, fantastic plan.
Yeah, I did totally disagree with you, actually. I think it's embarrassing that they're having to do that with the owners. Texas says, yeah, Strebel, Billy Reid wrote the Kentucky Shame article, turn in your BBN card.
I'm sorry, I was 6 years old when that article was written. My bad. Sorry. I don't dwell on the past.
Let's play this Bob sound quickly. I think we play this every hour,
okay,
right? I think we play this every hour. You ready for this?
Yes.
All right, so you're going to love this. So Bobby V and company, and this I think was Nick's fault, unfortunately.
It was, right?
He potted them in. So what happened is when we take these teleconferences, Jordan Warren had a teleconference today at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So when we take these teleconferences, what happens is, you know, we dial in like we're any radio gas bag or any gas bag, like, you know, like we're Rick Bozich or something.
Sure.
We dial in and we wait on hold. And so when it starts, then we get potted in and it's the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying here? So Nick's controlling the board here on who can hear what. So they begin the press conference at 2 o'clock or so.
Okay.
We're a little late, and so Bob is throwing to the press conference, the teleconference, at 2 o'clock, okay?
Oh, man.
Russ Brown asks a question, and then in thunders in Bob Valvano live on the air, live on the teleconference. I have only heard this one time, and I got to be honest, I'm mad at myself for hearing it before we went on the air. It would have been better had I heard about it when we went on the air. So we will play this hourly here on The Take. Go ahead.
Jordan, this is Russ Brown, Kentucky Today. How about giving us an idea to start off with what you've been doing and how you've handled this situation, and I'm sure we'll have questions.
Whoa, who is that? I know who this is. It's Jordan Wara. We're going to go to the presser right now on ESPN Radio.
That could have been timed any better.
I mean, it really, Russ Brown's, hey, who's this?
Yeah, who is that?
And it being Russ Brown is what made it even funnier.
Yes.
Like, Mitch, I don't think has any idea who Russ Brown is. Mitch, he has no idea. You know, don't you? Do you have any idea? He wrote for years at the Louisville Sports Report, the magazine version.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he works for KentuckySomething.com. I don't know now, but he's been around for, I mean, decades.
Decades
in this.
Thundered
well,
in.
We'll give you the other side of what Bob heard. Because it lined up perfectly, and then when U of L had to mute Bobby V, we have all of that sound. We have all of it.
They had to mute him?
Play it again. Play that again.
You're in this Russ Brown, Kentucky today. How about giving us an idea to start off with what you've been doing and how you've handled this situation, and I'm sure we'll have questions.
Whoa, who is that? I know who this is. It's Jordan Wara. We're going to go to the presser right now on ESPN Radio.
So good in the static.
It is pretty good. Here's what I was thinking of. The Target brand's Goodfellow and Company. Goodfellow and Company. That's what I was thinking.
I don't think I have any Goodfellow and Company. Plenty of Croft and Barrow. A lot of, I don't know, Sonoma, I think, is a Kohl's brand.
Sonoma.
Yeah, Sonoma. I got some Sonoma. Yeah.
You know what? Let's attach ourselves to this. What are your favorite store brands? Or Croft and Barrow? Croft and Barrow. Sonoma is a great one. Goodfellow and Company. That's how we start the list today as we reach for content as we near June and there are no sports starting anytime soon.
Is it Massimo?
Massimo.
Massimo used to be
popular.
Yes,
that
it
used to be like really popular.
I had some Massimo. We had Arizona Jean Company.
Oh, Arizona Jean Company.
Yes.
All right, Mitch, go ahead. Now, what do we have next? Is this what Bob heard? Is this what Bob was throwing to? Is this what made it on air?
Yeah, this is what Bob and the radio audience got to hear.
Okay, go ahead.
Joe Arnold just sent a picture of himself. I was like, whoa, who is that? I know who this is. It's Jordan Wara. We're going to go to the presser right now on ESPN Radio.
So
he wasn't even talking about Russ.
You've been muted. To unmute yourself, press *6.
Got it. The morning at 9.
He wasn't even taking a swipe at the dude. He just said, it was perfect.
Man.
It was like the perfect storm. Oh, Bob. Nick. Bob didn't know.
No.
That was Nick.
But I mean, Bob looked like the bad guy there,
he
though.
He did look like a bad guy, and he wasn't being a bad guy. They muted him. Oh, Bob. Poor Bob.
Taxer says Strebel buys dress pants that come with the belt.
I used to have a pair of one of those.
I have cargo shorts that come with the belt. In fact, yesterday when we were looking at cargo shorts, my wife was like, "Don't you like the ones that come with the belt?"
Oh, you know what? Your wife is an enabler of this. I hate to tell him. She's listening right now. She's not going to like me, which is fine. I understand. I can be the devil on the shoulder at times.
Yeah.
She's an enabler.
Yeah.
You mean that cloth belt that they have hanging down?
Yeah.
Oh, Strebel, come on,
but I didn't
man.
Get a pair of those. I didn't.
Come on.
I stayed away from them.
Come
I already
on,
had, like,
Mrs. Strebel.
I already have, like, three pairs of those, so I didn't need another one.
Dexter Apartment 9.
Where's that one?
Texer Rue 21. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, we got to play that Bob sound more. That's great.
God, I love them having to mute him.
I know. Just the sound of, you have been muted. To unmute yourself. Bob.
Texas says, couldn't you get Izod from Sears? Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Izod. Yeah, I've got some Izod polos. Good call.
Texas says, that's why Jamie continues to be the favorite. Oh, for that reason and many more.
Yes.
Yeah, for that reason and many more. Texas says, why does U of L think people are interested in future G League players? That's coming down at 437-9680, which is talking about what? Jordan Wara?
Jordan Wara.
Oh, there's the hot take.
Yeah, there's the hot take.
There you go.
Yeah, mid-second round.
Yeah, we'll get to Khalil Whitney and where he was on NBA draft boards. Let's do that. Let's take a break. Jeremy Woods said some interesting things about Terrence Clark. I definitely want to get to that. We'll take a break. We'll play some more sound. Oh, I'm sure we got some lock sound we'll play next.
Oh, yeah.
And Terrence Clark enters Kentucky. A little bit of a breakdown. We've wondered why he has slipped just a tiny, tiny amount in some of the rankings and such. And maybe there's a reason why. So we'll talk about that next. It's The Take, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680-1057.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.